Enrollment this year totals 451 students in Petersburg's three schools. That's up 6 students from the number anticipated in the school budget approved last spring. Those additional students mean more per pupil state money for the district, which is also benefiting from education funding increases passed by the legislature last spring. During a radio call-in show Tuesday, School Superintendent Rob Thomason explained the added state money has helped the district's bottom line.
Part of it is, yes, the grateful student growth. The other part is the funding from the state this year has been a bit interesting. It has come in dribbles and drabs, and it's come in special grants, and it's come when we didn't expect it. And so now we can sit back and we're able to evaluate where we are. And in fact, the district is in great shape. We're in wonderful shape. We have been very, very cautious, even to the point of maybe not spending when we should have.
Overall, the district expects over $500,000 more in state funding this year, including 7% more money from the state's foundation formula for education and additional payments for employee retirement programs. Staff proposed a budget revision with additional spending, and one addition was a new technology support assistant to help out with the district's computers, as Thomason explained.
Our instructional technologies person, John Painter, has great teaching skills, has a master's in instructional technology, and is spending his time imaging computers. We need to get him away from the hardware to a certain degree and back to where the delivery happens with the kids and assisting teachers, and that's the goal there.
The school board heard a rundown of that and other budget additions proposed at Tuesday's meeting. They include boiler repairs, more technology supplies, funding for the district's new alternative program, additional attorney costs for upcoming personnel negotiations, added insurance costs, and an increase for funding for high school and middle school activities, along with money for the elementary window and wall replacement project. The revised budget passed by a 4-0 vote, with board member Don Ware not at the meeting. In other business, the school board approved a calendar for next school year with a later starting and ending date. Thomason told the board that an ad hoc committee came up with the proposed calendar.
The first day of school for students is Tuesday, September 3rd, the day after Labor Day. We have not started after Labor Day in quite a while, I think since I've been here. It just sort of works out that way with some of the other vacations. This calendar, so it starts September 3rd. Last day of school for students is Wednesday, June 4th, which means graduation would probably be in there that Monday, Tuesday in there. So it actually gets families that need to travel. They have a Memorial Day weekend in there to get here.
The board approved the calendar unanimously. Thomason on Tuesday also told the board about the district's approach to Friday's massacre of elementary school children in Newtown, Connecticut.
We first started hearing about it Friday afternoon. We put out a message to all staff, just notifying folks what was going on, letting them know what was happening. And we had the teachers talk to the high school students and the visiting students. We did not have teachers talk with elementary or middle school youngsters. We tried to make it a age-appropriate thing and allow the parents the time to talk to the youngsters. We don't want to shake the kids up during the day. It's just weird because everybody who works in school does so because they love kids and humankind, and it's just a travesty that schools are targets. And it just shouldn't be that way.
And during her report to the board, Stedman Principal Erica Clute Painter said it's been a difficult time at the elementary school.
A number of people have just come into the school and just offered some support and kind words, and just it's a difficult time thinking about. It's pretty close to home, thinking of an elementary school dealing with the tragedy that happened last week. So it's been a little bit heavy. So anyway, so it's nice to have a little fun things going on this week, too, and we do have a lot of fun things coming up.
As for the school board, its next meeting is planned for January 15th. However, if the borough election result does not change, it could start off as a 2-person borough school board meeting in January. Gene Ellis and Cheryl File were the only two members to run for election. Here's Board President Ellis along with Sarah Holmgren and File responding.
I think the future agenda items might be what kind of a school board we're going to have if the borough shuts down. Right now, I think it's Cheryl and I, but we will be accepting applications.
Yeah. I will say that I do plan on doing my letter.
do get to choose if you come on or not. So be prepared.
Allison File ran unopposed for school board seats for the borough. They'll have to appoint others to fill the three vacant seats until the next election. That's assuming the results of the borough election do not change by then. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.